Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Single Case Designs for Applied Research by Craig H. Kennedy is a research methods textbook focused on single case, or single subject, experimental designs used in applied fields such as education, applied behavior analysis, psychology, and disability research, rather than treating research design as a purely statistical exercise. The book explains how investigators can study behavior change rigorously at the level of the individual participant, classroom, clinic, or other real-world setting. It introduces the logic of baseline measurement, intervention phases, repeated observation, experimental control, and visual analysis, while grounding these ideas in examples from classic and contemporary applied research. And the book is intended primarily for graduate students, researchers, and practitioners who need to design, conduct, evaluate, or interpret single case studies. Its purpose is both instructional and practical to clarify why single case designs matter, how they differ from group comparison approaches, and how they can support evidence-based decisions when individualized intervention effects are central. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, experimental control through repeated measurement and phase comparison. A central topic in the book is the way single case designs establish experimental control without relying primarily on large samples or between group averages. Kennedy emphasizes that the investigator observes the same participant, behavior, or setting repeatedly across different conditions, commonly including a baseline phase and one or more intervention phases. The logic is that a credible causal claim depends on showing that behavior changes when the independent variable is introduced, withdrawn, modified, or replicated across conditions. Designs such as ABAB illustrate this principle because they allow comparison between periods without intervention and periods with intervention. This structure matters because applied researchers often need to know whether a specific procedure produced a meaningful change for a specific learner, client, or setting. The book treats experimental control as a design feature rather than a statistical afterthought. Stability, immediacy of effect, trend, level, and replication all contribute to deciding whether the intervention and outcome are functionally related. This focus makes the method especially relevant when individualized evidence is more informative than aggregate effects. Secondly, behavioral measurement as the foundation of credible single-case evidence. Kennedy gives close attention to measurement because single-case research depends on frequent, accurate, and meaningful observation of behavior. In this tradition, the dependent variable is not an abstract construct alone, but a behavior or outcome that must be defined clearly enough to be observed, recorded, and compared over time. The book highlights the importance of selecting measures that match the research question, whether the concern is frequency, duration, latency, intensity, accuracy, or another dimension of behavior. This is not a technical detail separate from design. Weak measurement can undermine even a carefully arranged experiment. Repeated data points allow researchers to distinguish intervention effects from normal variation, maturation, or contextual fluctuation. Graphing is also central because visual display helps reveal changes in level, trend, variability, and overlap across phases. The emphasis on measurement makes the book useful for applied settings where practitioners must translate everyday concerns into observable outcomes. A classroom problem, clinical behavior, or instructional target becomes researchable only when it is operationalized and monitored consistently. Thirdly, design selection based on the research question and practical constraints. The book presents single-case design as a family of methods rather than one fixed format. A BAB reversal designs, multiple baseline designs, alternating treatment designs, changing criterion designs, and brief experimental arrangements each answer different kinds of questions under different practical conditions. This matters because applied researchers are rarely working in ideal laboratory environments. Sometimes an intervention cannot ethically be withdrawn, making a multiple baseline approach more appropriate than a reversal design. Sometimes the goal is to compare two instructional or behavioral procedures rapidly, which points toward an alternating treatment design. Sometimes gradual performance change is expected, making a changing criterion design useful. Kennedy's approach encourages readers to connect design choice to the logic of the question being asked, the behavior being studied, and the setting in which the work occurs. This prevents single-case methods from being reduced to a formula. A strong design is one that creates opportunities for replication and contrast, while respecting practical realities such as participant needs, intervention feasibility, and the ethical limits of withholding or removing effective support. Fourthly, applied behavior analysis and education as primary context for use. Single case designs for applied research is especially grounded in fields where individualized intervention decisions are central, including applied behavior analysis, special education, educational psychology, and related clinical or developmental services. These fields often ask whether a particular support, teaching procedure, reinforcement arrangement, or environmental change affects behavior for a particular person or small set of participants. Kennedy situates single-case research within that applied tradition, where the unit of analysis is frequently the individual rather than the group mean. The book also connects design issues to functional analysis and behavioral assessment, showing how researchers examine relations between environmental conditions and behavior. This orientation gives the text a practical character. It is not only about publishing methodologically sound studies, but also about producing evidence that can guide classroom and service decisions. The applied emphasis is important because interventions are judged not merely by statistical detectability, but by visible, interpretable, and socially meaningful change. For readers in education and behavior analysis, the book clarifies how rigorous research can be conducted in settings where participant variability and contextual complexity are expected. Lastly, interpreting behavior change with rigor while acknowledging design limits. Another important topic is interpretation, how researchers decide whether the data justify a claim that an intervention caused behavior change. Kennedy presents interpretation as a disciplined process that includes visual analysis, attention to replication, and careful consideration of alternative explanations. The reader is pushed to look beyond a simple before and after difference. A convincing finding requires attention to baseline patterns, immediacy of change after intervention, consistency of effects across replications, and whether the magnitude of change is practically meaningful. At the same time, single-case designs have limits that must be managed. Generalization beyond the observed participant, behavior, or context cannot be assumed automatically. External validity depends on systematic replication across people, settings, behaviors, and intervention variations. The book, therefore, positions single-case research as rigorous but not casual. Its strength lies in detailed analysis of functional relations in specific contexts, while its broader scientific value grows through accumulated replications. This balanced view helps readers avoid both underestimating and overstating what single-case evidence can support. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students, faculty, applied researchers, behavior analysts, special educators, school psychologists, and practitioners who need a rigorous but usable account of single-case methodology. Readers with some background in research methods or applied behavior analysis will benefit most, because the text moves beyond introductory definitions into the logic of design selection, behavioral measurement, phase comparison, and interpretation of intervention effects. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers plan studies that can function in classrooms, clinics, homes, and other applied settings where large randomized group designs may be unrealistic or poorly matched to the question. Its intellectual benefit is that it clarifies how causal inference can be built from repeated observation, replication, and carefully arranged comparisons at the individual level. Compared with many general research methods books, it stands out by treating single-case design as a complete experimental tradition rather than a minor alternative to group research. Compared with highly technical methodological texts, it is positioned as accessible and teaching-oriented, with examples connected to education and behavior analysis. Its distinct value is the combination of conceptual rigor, applied relevance, and attention to why single-case evidence matters for individualized, evidence-based practice. If you would like to support Craig H. Kennedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.